我们的时间过得很快。
And our time passes very quickly.
今天就到第二个晚上。
This is already the second evening.
所以我们真是要惊醒呢。
And so we must be alert.
我们要乘坐每一个时间来追求主。
And we must take every opportunity to pursue the Lord.
若是我们不遇见主，不得到主。
And if we do not gain the Lord and
你们
gain him,
来得很可怜。
Then it was very pitiful for you to have come.
我们比你们更可怜。
And we are of all to be, most of all to be pitied.
我们这几天剩下的日子要好好的在主面前把整个的心收起来。
And so we must focus our hearts in the time that we have left.
好好追求主。
And pursue the Lord.
我必须要在剩下的日子要遇见主。
And I must meet the Lord in the days I have left.
我要得到确定的经历。
And I must gain some real experiences with
him. 我过了这个聚会。
And after this meeting,
我出去的时候，我这个人不一样了。
I must be a different person when I leave this place.
你出去的时候和来的时候一样，那我们来做干什么？
If you are the same after you have been here, then why have you come?
我们做这个聚会不容易啊。
It is difficult to have a conference.
大家都在这里一起聚集。
But we have all met here.
不是要听别道，要得到主啊。
It is not just to hear a message, it is to gain the Lord.
我们读路加福音二十三章。
And let us read from Luke chapter 23.
三十九到四十三节。三十九节。那同定的两个犯人，有一个讥诮他说。与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事，就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。我们读二十四章十三节，读到二十七节，长一点，我们好好读主的话。那
verse 13 to 27, but let us read the word of the Lord well. And behold, two of them were going that very day.
门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，
以
马忤斯与耶路撒冷约有二十五里，他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论。你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说：“什么事呢？”他们说：“就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。祭司长和我们的官府竟把他借去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。”所盼望要属以色列民的就是他，不但如此，而且这是成就，现在已经三天了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所有的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。我们再读三十六节到四十三节。
Let us also read verse 36 to 43. And while they were telling these things, he himself stood in the midst. But they were startled and frightened, and thought that they were seeing a spirit. And he said to them, Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, that you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
就把手和脚给他们看，他们真喜得不敢信。耶稣就说，你们这里有什么吃的没有？他们便给他一片烧鱼，在他们面前吃了。47-49，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这件事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。我们在最后读50-51节。耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福。正祝福的时候，就离开他们，被带到天上去了。今天我们圣经读了41节哈。
We read 41 verses today.
我们好好读神的话，那。
And we like to read the word of the Lord.
明天后天我不会读那么多圣经哈。
And tomorrow and the day after we will not read this many.
我看了看去，一节解不掉了，那。
And I was reviewing and I could not cut any of these verses.
给弟兄姊妹读41节圣经。
So we decided to read 41 tonight.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道40天的宝贵。
We must know the value of these 40 days.
这是一个训练。
This was a training.
将我们从旧约的境界转到新约的境界。
So that we can turn from the realm of the Old Testament into the new.
从外面转到里面。
From the outward things to the inward.
从肉身到启示。
From the fleshly to the revelation.
从律法到生命。
From law to life.
从字句到圣灵。
And from the letter to the spirit.
我们所有神的儿女，这都要在我们经过这40天。
And for all the children of God, the Lord will bring you through these 40 days.
圣经里面有两件大的事和我们永远发生关系。
And there are two very salient-ish things that have events in the Bible.
一个是神的国。
Will always be related to us.
另外一个是神的家。
The first is the kingdom of God. The second is the house of God.
神的国与神的家。
The kingdom and the house.
主耶稣重生了我们。
And Jesus gave us up. We were born again through Jesus.
一面把我们生在神的家中。
We were born into the house of God.
一面同时也生在神的国中。
And at the same time, we were born into the kingdom of God.
神的国、神的家和我们一生发生关系的。
And so we are will always be related to these two things.
这是两个不同的面。
Yet these are two different aspects.
说到神的国。
When we speak of the kingdom of God.
说到确并。
It is the authority.
说到顺服。
And it is submission.
说到差遣。
And it is ascending.
说到侍奉。
And it is the service.
说到神的家。
When we speak of the house of God.
说到生命。
It is life.
说到爱。
And it is love.
说到安息。
And it is rest.
说到权力。
It is privilege.
这是两个大的系统。
And these are two great systems.
我们在神的家中。
And in the house of God.
我们也在神的国中。
We are also in the kingdom of God.
马太福音说到神的国。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it speaks of the kingdom of God.
路加福音说到神的家。
And the Gospel of Luke speaks of the house of God.
复活基督怎样来成全神的家。
And as the risen Christ, as he edified the house of God.
提到神的家，正是我们一个甜美的思想。
It is a very sweet thought as we speak of this.
亲爱的弟兄们，路加福音说神的家。
And Luke speaks of this house of God.
所以很多的人都知道路加福音15章叫狼子回头，对不对？
And many people know of this Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son returns.
说到父亲跟儿子的关系。
It is a relationship between a father and his son.
马太28章就是我们的国度。
But in Matthew chapter 28, he tells us of the kingdom.
说到确并。
And the authority of the kingdom.
天上地下一切确并都交给我了。
All authority has been given to me on heaven, in heaven and on earth.
主把这个确并给了教会。
And the Lord has given this authority to the church.
说到差遣。
And it is ascending in the
说到
kingdom.
说到侍奉。
And the service of the kingdom.
说到顺服。
And the submission.
你们要去，叫万民做我的门徒。
Go and make disciples of all nations.
路加福音最后的两章就完全不是这样了。
But it is a different story in the last two chapters of Luke.
说到神的家。
It is the house of God.
说到生命。
It is the life.
说到爱。
And the love that is.
说到安息。
And the rest.
说到我们的权利。
And it is our prerogative.
耶稣基督要成全神的家。
And the Lord Jesus, He is edifying the house of God.
23章说到十字架。
And chapter 23 speaks of the cross.
说到主的死。
And the death of the Lord.
24章说到复活。
But chapter 24 is the resurrection.
40天在六章圣经都不一样。
And these 40 days are different in these 6 chapters.
这六章加起来是完整40天的图画。
But when we look at the 6 chapters as a whole, it is a complete picture of
每一章从不同的角度来讲40天的训练。
And every chapter speaks of this training from a different perspective.
这六章圣经太宝贝了。
And it is a very precious 6 chapters.
今天主就为我们身上做训练的工作。
Because today the Lord is training us.
从外面转到里面。
He is causing us to turn from external things to internal.
肉身转到启示。
And from fleshly things to revelatory.
从律法转到生命。
And from law to life.
从字句转到圣灵。
And from the letter to the spirit.
到了复活境界就是个圣灵的境界。
And when we come to the resurrected realm, it is the realm of the spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
23章说到十字架。
And chapter 23 speaks of the cross.
主耶稣在十字架下就是形成他的家。
And at the cross, the Lord is constituting his house.
组织他的家。
And he is placing his house together.
十字架下很多的人。
And there are many people at the foot of the cross.
有的人说世界两半人，犹太人和外邦人。
And some say there are the Gentiles and the Jewish.
百夫长是外邦人。
The centurion was a Gentile.
那一个所有罗马的兵丁都是外邦人。
And all the Roman soldiers, they were Gentiles.
弄错了，弟兄姊妹们。
No, this is not how we divide this.
在圣经的思想没有犹太人。
Because in the Bible there is no Jewish people.
十字架下只有两帮人，信的主的，不信主的。
There are two groups of people at the foot of the cross: those who believed in Jesus and those who didn't.
接受主的，拒绝主的。
Those who accepted him and those who rejected him.
谁知道这两种人？
God only sees these two.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要知道，教会不是以犹太所根基的。
We must know that the Jewish nation is not the foundation of the church.
你要说头一半使徒都是犹太人啊。
But you can say all the apostles were Jewish.
他们接受了主。
They received the Lord.
他们就进了教会里面了。
And then they became part of the church.
不再是犹太人。
They were no longer Jewish.
保罗说没有犹太人，没有希利尼人。
And Paul says there is no Jew nor Greek.
没有自主的，没有为奴的。
And there is no free man and there is no slave.
没有男的，没有女的。
And there is no male nor female.
基督里面都因为一个了。
Because they are all one in Christ.
这里只有拒绝主的，接受主的分别。
There is only the distinction of accepting or rejecting the Lord.
几次提到百夫长。
And a few times the centurion is mentioned.
这是可能第一个在世界上重生信主的人。
And perhaps this is the first born again person in the world.
啊，当耶稣基督在十字架上大声呼喊。
And when Jesus cried out loudly upon the cross.
说成了。
Saying it is finished.
这个百夫长就捶着胸啊。
And the centurion beat his breast.
这真是神的儿子了。
And he said this truly is the Son of God.
这是第一个外邦人接受主的。
This was the first Gentile who received the Lord.
两个强盗。
And there were two criminals.
他们是犹太人。
They were Jewish.
他们在十字架上。
And they were upon their cross.
十字架两面两个强盗。
And the two sides of the cross were held by the criminals.
开始是一样的。
They begun the same.
都是罪人。
They were all criminals.
很大的罪人。
They were great criminals.
一个人接受了基督。
But one accepted Christ.
和主一同进到乐园里面了。
And he entered paradise with him.
一个人拒绝基督。
One rejected the Lord.
永远承认了。
And he entered into
punishment. 把全人类分别了。
Separates all of mankind.
没有国家。
There is no nation.
没有种族。
And there is no race.
没有这些的分别。
There are no distinctions.
接受主的。
Either you accept the Lord.
拒绝主的。
Or you reject him.
十字架分别全人类。
And the cross separates all of mankind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
一个强盗拒绝主了。
One of the criminals, he rejected the
Lord. 那个强盗接受主了。
And another accepted him.
这是一个蒙恩最无法的一个例子。
And this is the best example of receiving grace.
强盗作恶了一生。
He sinned all his life.
不需要他做什么改变他的行为。
He did not need to change his actions.
不需要他做什么事为做他的罪。
He did not need to pay any price for his crime.
他马上要死了。
He was about to die.
没有时间做了耶。
He has no time to do these things.
没有机会做了。
He had no opportunity.
最后一件事，他认识了基督。
But there was one thing he acknowledged the Lord.
他承认基督。
And he confessed the Christ.
他接受基督。
And he received him.
足够叫他去乐园了。
And this was enough for him to enter paradise.
恩典何等浩大啊！
How great is this grace?
有一次一个读神学的人说：“史蒂夫，你讲的太过分了。”
And there was once a theologian who told me, "Brother Z, you have exaggerated this."
这里头还是要有点要求的。
There is some request here.
我弟兄，你可能比我好的太多。
And I said, "Brother, perhaps you're better than I."
要求加加一个，我史蒂夫那不及格了。
If we look at the prerequisite, if you go by what is required, then I would not.
我没有办法接受主耶稣了。
Qualified, and I cannot receive.
无限的恩典。
It is a unlimited grace.
没有要求。
There is no requirement.
承认基督。
Just confess him.
这个抢到太大的恩典了。
This is a great grace to the robber.
他怎么一下会认识主的呀？
How did he know it was the Lord?
这个祷告太了不起了。
This was a very great prayer.
耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我啊。
Jesus, remember me when you return in your kingdom.
这个强盗向主耶稣提起国度啊。
This criminal, he would mention the kingdom to the Lord.
主耶稣要死了。
Jesus was about to die.
他提起你要在荣耀里面降临啊。
But he mentioned that you are going to come again in your glory.
每次读到这里，我说你怎么知道的呀？
Every time I read this, I think, how did you know?
那个时候，我想就彼得、约翰不知道。
And I think Peter and John, they did not know.
你抢到怎么知道的？
How did this criminal know?
恩典无限啊！
This is a grace without measure.
在这一短的时间了。
That in the shortest time.
突然的一下里面都看见耶稣基督了。
The Lord allowed him to see Jesus Christ.
你德国降临了。
When you return in your kingdom.
所以讲到要和主一同死啊。
And so we speak of how we may to die with the Lord.
他现在为主死啊。
And now he is dying for the Lord.
啊，主耶稣听得太少了。
And the Lord heard this.
我实在告诉你。
And he says, truly I say.
今日要同我在乐园里了。
Today you shall be with me in paradise.
他在十字架上面马上得救，永远得救的把握了。
And immediately upon the cross, he gained the guarantee for eternity.
这是多大？
And what a great issue thing this is.
你信主多年了？
How many years have you been a Christian?
我信主比你年日恐怕多一点的。
Perhaps I have been a Christian a little longer than you.
我每一次想到我能够得救，我都在感谢主啊。
Every time I think of how I am saved, then I thank the Lord.
救了我。
The Lord has saved me.
我跟你同行了五十几年了。
And I have walked with him for over 50 years.
我还是不配的。
And I am still unworthy.
我只是蒙怜悯啊。
And but I have just gained mercy.
恩典浩大。
How great is this grace?
你有没有感谢过主的恩典救了你？
Have you thanked the Lord's grace for saving?
这里头还有一个讲句。
There is another thing here.
这里啊。
And there is another doctrine.
主耶稣在十字架上一共六小时。
The Lord was upon the cross for 6 hours.
这里分成两个阶段。
And there are two different periods.
每一个阶段三个小时。
3 hours and 3 hours.
头一个阶段。
In the first 3 hours.
主接受人所给他一切痛苦。
He received all the suffering man laid upon him.
这是我们所能够领回的十字架痛苦，坐在这里了。
And every the suffering of the cross that we can comprehend is all within these 3 hours.
第二个阶段。
But in the second,
完全不同了。
It is completely different.
他为着人类的罪，接受神的审判。
He received the judgment of God because of the sins of man.
在第一个阶段的时候。
And in the first 3 hours.
主耶稣说话行事从容的很。
His actions and his speech
第二阶段不一样了
were full of motion.
第二阶段什么时候开始
when did the second
当主耶稣说我的神我的神
the second 3 hours started when he said my father my father
为什么离弃我
why have you forsaken me
第二个阶段开始了
and that was the second 3 hours
主耶稣面对什么最可怕的审判
and he was faced with the most terrible punishment
这一个强盗的祷告
and this Of
就在这两个阶段的当中
it breaches these two
这是天上的父神给他儿子最大一个慈爱的安排冲过这一段
so that he can get through this
你要得国度了
if you get through this, then you will gain the kingdom.
你要从荣耀里面降临了
you will come again in glory.
而这话从强盗口里说出来、啊、
and this word was spoken through the
mouth
of a criminal
哇这个不得了啊
this was a very great
天上的父亲何等慈爱啊
And how loving is our Father?
我们经过那么一点点艰难。
When we have even the smallest trial.
我们的父神也都给我们安排的呀。
Our Father has arrangements for every trial.
没有一个人受得了所有仇敌攻击的呀。
No one can stand the attack of the enemy.
神的儿子是个大的榜样。
But the Son of God was a great example.
这个讲到说耶稣你要得国度了。
And the robber here said, Jesus, you are gaining your kingdom.
你要在荣耀里头降临了。
And you are coming again in
glory. 这个话对主的儿子像音乐一样。
And this was like music to Jesus.
我实在告诉你。
And he says, truly, I say to you.
今日要同我在国度，在乐园里了。
Today, you shall be with me in paradise.
激励主耶稣经过的后面三个小时审理审判了。
And encourage him to come get through the second 3 hours.
我们要讲十架苦难的纪念主啊。
And when we speak of the suffering of the cross, and we remember him.
后面的三个小时的可怕，我们就不大能够懂得。
We can't really comprehend the second 3 hours.
主耶稣一个人担当了。
He bore it alone.
耶稣爱我们多伟大，你知道吧？
Do you know how great the love of the Lord is for us?
他讲了半天，我的心要不要奉献了？
And we often are conflicted over should we offer ourselves.
有一个弟兄来告诉我啊。
Once a brother said to me,
史蒂欧，你不要讲奉献，我没办法奉献的。
Brother Z, don't speak of offering, I can't do it.
我没讲话。
And I didn't say anything.
我今天晚上你祷告不祷告？
And I said, well, this evening, are you going to pray?
当然祷告了。
He said, well, yes, I'm going to pray.
你不许叫主。
And then I said, well, then you please don't say the word Lord.
你这个太过分了。
And he said, well, you're kind of extreme.
主还是我的主啊。
He's still my Lord.
你不可以叫主耶稣。
I said, no, you can't say Lord Jesus.
你太过分了，我主耶稣是我的主耶稣啊。
And he said, come on, he's still my Lord Jesus.
你不能奉献，还叫什么主啊。
And I said, if you can't offer yourself, then why are you calling him Lord?
主是我的主，不是你的主。
That's my Lord, not your Lord.
他一转醒过来了。
And then suddenly he was awakened.
这弟兄我奉献。
He said, oh, I will offer myself.
不稀奇你的奉献的。
And I said, you know what, your offering is not easy.
你奉献是几个钱啊，这是，我不肯奉献，我现在奉献了还要。
Is it just a little bit of money? What is it?
你到主面前来都是了不起的，这个事。
You seem to be so great before the Lord.
有时候我还弟兄姊妹到主面前来一个态度叫人受不了。
And I can't tolerate the attitude some people have
before the Lord. 你若看见他是主。
If you truly see he is the Lord.
跪着爬着求着求主来接待我接待我呀。
You will come before him kneeling and crawling to receive you.
到了二十四章耶稣复活了。
And we come to chapter 24 that Jesus has resurrected.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这是以马忤斯的故事。
And this is the story of Emmaus.
是我们最甘甜的事情啊。
It is the sweetest thought we have.
主耶稣寻找的爱。
It is the seeking love of the Lord.
是成全神的家最伟大的根基。
And it is the foundation for completing the house of God.
主耶稣寻找两个失散的门徒。
And Jesus sought these two lost disciples.
我自己一生当中，主耶稣寻找我不晓得多少次了。
And in my all through my life, I don't know how many times the Lord has sought me.
把我寻找回来了。
And he has sought me and brought me back.
弟兄姊妹，一天我流浪了好两次啊。
And one day I am lost many times.
救主把我带回来了。
But the Savior always brings me.
两个门徒在耶路撒冷受不了。
And these two disciples, they could not take it anymore.
耶稣钉十字架轰动了整个耶路撒冷城啊。
And the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was a crisis to all of Jerusalem.
那个压迫的力量太大了。
And it was a great pressure.
他们到处寻找奉拿撒勒人耶稣的人名义。
And they were seeking everywhere those who were following the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
在那里太不容易了。
And it was very difficult to be there.
他们只知道了耶稣死了。
They only knew that Jesus died.
不知道耶稣复活了。
They did not know that Jesus was
risen. 所以软弱。
And they were weak.
灰心。
And they were discouraged.
失望。
And they had lost all hope.
惧怕。
And they were afraid.
他们也守不住主的命令。
And they could not keep the command of the Lord.
他们要从离开耶路撒冷。
And so they left Jerusalem.
下到以马忤斯去。
And they went down to Emmaus.
坐着下坡的道路了。
And they were going downhill.
两个人正往下坡路上走啊。
And as these two walked down.
里面彼此两个人还谈。
They spoke among themselves.
两个人谈话的时候。
And as they spoke.
不知不觉两个人变成三个人了。
Without knowing, these two people became three people.
这第三个加进来的人太奇妙了。
And it was so wondrous how this third person appeared.
太神圣了。
It was such a divine event.
而且那么的亲切。
And he was so intimate with them.
耶稣基督来与他们同行的。
Jesus came to walk with them.
主耶稣主动来和找找他们的。
And Jesus took the initiative to speak them.
主耶稣主动来和他们谈话的。
He took the initiative to talk to them.
我们的救主啊。
Our Savior.
我们一首诗歌叫做何等救主 What a Savior
And we have a hymn that says What a Savior
慈爱忍耐、啊、
And he is full of loving kindness and patience
两个人眼睛迷糊了
And these two their eyes were blinded
不认识主啊
They did not know the Lord
主说你们谈什么
And the Lord said to them What are you discussing
他们责备主
And they rebuked him.
耶路撒冷发生这么大的事你不知道啊。
Such a great thing has happened in Jerusalem and you do not know.
主说什么事啊。
And Jesus said, what thing?
拿撒勒人耶稣的事啊。
The things of Jesus of Nazareth.
对着耶稣讲耶稣荒不荒唐啊。
And is this ridiculous error is preaching to Jesus about Jesus?
我们的救主寻找的爱啊。
But it is the seeking love of our Lord.
我不知道主对你怎么样，主对我太忍耐了。
And I don't know how Jesus is to you, but he is very patient.
太慈爱了。
And he is, has such compassion.
如果缺少那么一点，我今天不在这里了。
If you were even lacking a little bit, I would not be here today.
我早就失掉了。
I would have been lost.
哦，这两个门徒啊。
These two disciples.
他们讲耶稣了。
They spoke of Jesus.
他们讲得很好啊。
And they spoke of him well.
他们讲的话，现在我们都很有名的话。
And these are very famous words.
啊，这个耶稣。
And they said Jesus.
在人在神面前。
And before God and man.
说话行事都有大能。
He was a prophet, mighty in deed and word.
讲到主这句话太好，说话行事有大能啊。
And this was so well put. He was mighty in deed and word.
哦，第二件事呢，我们的官府把他钉了十字架。
And the second thing, our chief priests and rulers crucified him.
第三件事，但是我们素来盼望。
But the third thing is they say we were hoping that
来赎神的百姓的就是他。
Who was going to redeem Israel?
他们盼望失掉了。
And so they lost their hope.
惧怕。
And so this fear,
信心没有了
and the faith was
只知道主的死不晓得主复活了
they knew only of the death of the Lord and not
the resurrection 复活的主正在他们在一起行走、啊、
and so the resurrected Lord was walking with them
不要去走求那个大的经历、啊、
and so do not seek those great experiences
保卫救主的最可爱的经历、啊、
but value the very loving experiences of our Savior
与主同行
To walk with the Lord.
其实主与我们同行、啊、
And actually, it is He who walks with us.
主不与我同行，我怎么去找主同行啊
？Had He not walked with me, how would I seek Him to walk?
又是我写的诗歌与主同行。
And once I wrote a hymn to walk with the Lord.
写出来读都不好啊。
But then I read it and I did not think it was very good. So I tried to rewrite.
重写看一看还是不好。
And it still was not very good.
写第三遍我不写。
After the third try, I gave up.
啊，等到有一天我与主同行经历很好很好了，我再来写。
And perhaps one day when I have a good, better experience of walking with Him, I will write.
与神同行太重要了。
It is so important and significant.
主爱与我同行，所以吸引我和他同行啊。
It is God who walks with us, and He draws us to walk with Him.
我们祷告。
When we pray.
求主给你们个渴慕的心啊。
Let us pray that the Lord will give you a heart of desire.
讲到没什么稀奇啊。
It is nothing. It is not a great thing to speak.
我们让弟兄姊妹心里渴慕主，那么的大事了。
But it is a great thing to cause this desire.
这也是讲道理的，做不得。
This is what a message cannot do.
所以祷告仰望神啊。
So we must pray and look to the Lord.
叫神的儿女渴慕你啊。
So that when we pray, Lord, have your children desire you.
叫神的儿女的心要你啊。
Cause their hearts to want you.
叫神的儿女爱你呀、啊。
And to love you.
我们只能在外面说话。
We can only speak outwardly.
只有你能够在这里面说话。
Only you can speak in their hearts.
只有你能够在里面做事。
Only you can work in their hearts.
把这个儿女的心扭回来了。
And to turn their hearts.
今天晚上每一个人都渴慕耶稣。
Tonight everyone will desire Jesus.
撇下一切来跟随耶稣。
And leave off all things to follow him.
因为这两个门徒们一路走着一路讲这个话嘛。
And as these two disciples spoke,
主耶稣说话了。
Jesus spoke up.
无知的人啊
！He said, "Oh, foolish man."
先知说的话，你们的心信的太迟钝了。
Slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
主耶稣给他们讲话。
And so Jesus spoke to them.
给他们讲解圣经啊。
And he explained the Bible to them.
我们的主太好了。
And how good is our Lord?
我们的主太奇妙了。
And how wonderful he is.
我们不知道啊。
We do not know.
主在里面说话。
He is speaking with us.
我们不知道是主在说话。
But we do not know it is the Lord speaking.
但是我们的疑惑怎么消失了？
And so we are the flame in our hearts.
我们的恐惧慢慢的消失了。
Oh, the fear in our hearts will.
主耶稣在里面工作了。
Because the Lord is working.
那个平安在里面建立起来了。
And the peace will grow in our hearts.
主耶稣说话了。
Jesus has spoken.
在我们心里把火点起来了。
And he has ignited that flame within us.
后来他们说他和我们说话的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
And as they reflected on this, they said, "Were our hearts not burning within us as he spoke with us?"
耶稣的工作。
And this is the work of Jesus.
耶稣在多少人的心里面那个点起火来了。
And he can ignite that flame in the hearts of many.
我们里头的火苗起来。
And the flame within our hearts.
这两个门徒就盼望起来。
and the hope is risen.
这一个人太奇妙了。
This person was so wonderful.
他们走到以马忤寺了。
They came to Emmaus.
他们讲一句最有名的话。
And they said a very famous
thing. 时候晚了。
And they said it is late.
日头平息了。
And the day is now nearly over.
求你和我们住下吧。
Stay with us.
那么这句话太有名了、
啊、
我们就唱的诗歌是太有名的诗歌、啊、
And the hymn we just sang is such a famous hymn
与我同住西洋西城一宿
Abide with me past
falls and eventide 这与我同住的诗歌
And it is a hymn of abiding with us
这个写这个诗歌里面很有名、啊、
And the person who wrote this hymn was very famous
他不是一个了不起的人
And he was not a very great person
是个身体非常不好的人
He was someone who was very
一生的艰难里面与主同行啊
and so in his trial, he walked with us.
最后他在海边写首诗歌
and lastly, by, and finally by the ocean,
看见这个时候晚了
at the beach, he wrote this hymn.
黑暗到了
and he saw that
太阳下去了
darkness was coming
而他的人生也到了这个时候了
and his life was at this stage also.
他觉得他的身体已经靠近死亡了
and he felt that his body was nearing death.
他一下那个诗歌涌上来了
And this hymn rose up within him.
他回去写了首有名的诗歌。
And he went home and wrote this very.
与我同住。
Abide with me.
夕阳西沉一宿。
Fast falls the eventide.
无助之处求主与我同住。
Help of the helpless, Lord, abide with me.
这个祷告太好了。
This is such a great prayer.
求主与我同住啊。
May the Lord abide with me.
啊，主您太小了。
We are so small.
主的心太小了。
And the Lord's heart is
主就等着这个祷告啊
Because he's waiting for this prayer
主与我同住
Lord abide with me
黑暗就来到了
The darkness has come
什么帮助也没有啊
I have no help
你这个奇妙的人你和我们同住啊
A wondrous Savior abide
马上主与他们住下了
And so the Lord immediately stayed with them
你渴慕不渴慕主啊
Do you desire the Lord?
你人生意义在什么地方
What is the meaning of your life?
你做基督徒的意义在什么地方
What is the meaning of being a Christian?
你这几年来在教会里面你的意义在什么地方
What is the meaning of being in the church these few years?
我们有几个大科目啊
We must have this great desire.
与我同住
Abide with me.
住下了
And so he stayed.
到了晚上吃饭的时候
And that evening at the age.
主拿起饼来祝谢
The Lord took the bread to give thanks.
以色列人的规矩
It is a...
吃饭的时候，有主人谢饼的。
The custom of the Israelites that the host will break.
主就站在他的做主的地位上。
And so the Lord stood upon his position as the Lord.
现在他是主。
Now he is the Lord.
把饼拨开。
So he broke the bread.
递给他们。
And he gave it to them.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等神圣的时刻来到了。
What a divine moment this was.
何等宝贵的一个座位来到了。
And what a precious.
主耶稣基督他和他们一个接触啊。
The Lord was interacting with them.
那个 touching, 那个接触啊。
And he touched them.
哦，他们所有的阴影都去掉了。
And so their shadow, all shadows were cast away.
把他们眼睛明亮了。
And their eyes were enlightened.
他们说是主啊。
And they said it is the Lord.
主不见了。
And he disappeared.
这就是四十天。
That's the 40 days.
四十天的训练。
And the training.
我想他们这么一路走过来，现在看见是主啊
！And I thought all the way, and now they suddenly finally see it is the Lord.
主不见了
，And then he disappears.
这个我是他的话，我太失望了。
If I were them, I would be so discouraged.
主你哪里去了
？Lord, where did you go?
我得好好找了呀。
I must go look for him.
我他们没有找啊。
But they did not.
也没有惊奇啊。
And they were not even surprised.
这就是四十天呢、啊。
This is the 40 days.
把他们从外面转到里面了。
It was a turning from the external thing.
肉身的同住远远赶不上里面的同住啊。
Because having the Lord with you in the fleshly body cannot.
新约的时代。
Compare to.
基督内住在我们里面。
And this is the New Testament. Christ dwells within our hearts.
圣灵成为内住的灵。
And the Spirit is the indwelling Spirit.
复活耶稣。
And the risen Lord.
在我们里面。
He is within us.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他们眼睛明亮。
Their eyes were enlightened.
他们说我们一路上被走过来。
And they said as we walked here.
他和我们说话。
He spoke with us.
我们里面岂不是火热吗？
Were not our hearts burning within us?
哦，我们的救主啊。
Our Savior.
2000年来多多少少的圣徒都有过这样的宝贵的经历啊。
In the last 2000 years, so many saints have gained this precious experience.
一下眼睛明亮了。
All of a sudden, their eyes were enlightened.
是主啊。
It is the Lord.
哎呦，我讲了半天，主就在这里啊。
I have been talking about this for so long, and
主没有离开我们啊。
He did not leave us.
耶稣是复活的救主啊。
Jesus is the resurrected Savior.
那么他们真是认识复活救主了。
And they truly came to know the risen Lord.
他们没有找。
They did not seek him.
他们得着了。
Because they gained him.
回耶路撒冷去了呢。
And they returned to Jerusalem.
后找他们比他们更有名望的人。
And they went to find those who were even more famous than they.
找比他们更重要的弟兄。
And they went to seek those who were more important than they.
去找彼得、约翰去了。
They went to look for Peter.
向他们做见证，主复活了。
And they testified to them, Jesus is risen.
好不好？
Is this not good?
回去之后，这个人整个人变个新的人了。
Because they were new people when they returned.
我们眼睛明亮是主啊。
Our eyes are enlightened.
一下主充满我的心啊。
And the Lord fills our hearts.
你有没有被主充满了？
Have you been filled by the Lord?
今天下午我们留点给你们按手了。
And this afternoon, our brother.
叫每一个人都成为天上人。
Laid his hands upon his son. Each one can be a
heavenly man. 不要让我们弟兄一个人做天上人。
Not he alone is the heavenly man.
大家得着耶稣基督啊。
We all should gain Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的救主太伟大。
Dear brothers and sisters, how great is our Savior.
他在我们生命中间与我们同行。
And he walks with us in our lives.
对我们说话。
And he speaks with us.
在我们门里面做工。
And he works within us.
我们眼睛迷糊。
Our eyes were obfuscated.
哦，耶稣啊。
But the risen Lord.
下面耶稣基督成全他的家。
And the following, he perfects his house.
要开启一个新的时代。
And he is opening a new era.
一个信心的时代。
It is the era of faith.
有和主交通的时代。
It is a dispensation where we can fellowship.
那么两个人回去给使徒们讲话了。
And so these two return to talk to the apostles.
不在乎什么大弟兄小弟兄了。
And so we should, you know, we do not look upon the.
谁遇见主那么就了不起？
More important or less important brother.
这两个弟兄们不太重要，没有名望了。
It is he who has met the Lord.
什么哥留巴？我只看见一个名字，从来没见过，再以后也没再见过了。
And these two were not very famous. I've never heard the name Cleopas before or after this.
他们要想着彼得约翰去讲见证了。
And they are now going to testify to Peter and John.
我们遇见耶稣复活了。
We've seen the risen Jesus.
我们遇见他了。
We have seen him.
他在我们里面了。
He is within us.
新时代开始了。
This is a new era.
这里面的时代。
It is the
生命的时代。
A generation where we are of internal things in life.
是个圣灵的时代来到了。
It is a dispensation of the Spirit.
他们正说话的时候啊。
And as they spoke,
他们门窗都关起来，怕。
And they had closed off all the windows and doors.
一下主在他们当中了。
As they spoke, suddenly the Lord was there.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
这是我们的救主。
This is our Savior.
我一生不求多少的聚会啊，忽然主在我们当中了。
I have been in so many meetings where suddenly the Lord was among us.
整个聚会都不一样了，祷告也不一样了，大家都遇见主了。
And the whole meeting was different, and the prayers were different. Everyone met Jesus.
耶稣里面满溢出来了。
And Jesus overflowed from within.
哦，充满我心。
And he fills our hearts.
充满我整个的人。
And he fills our whole being.
就这么一下。
It is in an instant.
我们的耶稣基督太伟大了。
Our Jesus Christ is so great.
主又在他们当中了。
And he was standing among them.
这么路加福音的二十四章啊，太宝贵了。
And Luke chapter 24, it is so precious.
我讲复活基督显现嘛，大家欢呼啊，赞美啊，那。
And when we speak of the resurrected Lord appearing, everyone praises and worships.
有的人还怀疑。
But some will still doubt.
有的人还惧怕。
Some will still be afraid.
当作复活基督，你还怀疑。
And the resurrected Christ is here. Do you?
我从小不认识，我说这些门徒该死，都是。
And I said, oh, they're worthy of death.
我在那一天，我才不会来。
If I were there, I would not.
欢呼，哈利路亚。
I would praise him and be rejoiced.
慢慢我知道了。
But then I slowly.
有一年我到伦敦去。
One year when I was in London.
对，斯伯格尼，我住在斯伯格尼家里。
I was living in the house of Brother Austin Sparks.
啊，他给我讲，整天给我讲主啊。
And he was speaking all day to me of the Lord.
有一天他忽然讲。
And suddenly one day he said.
在我这个地方。
He said here.
我是世界上最大的信徒。
I am the greatest believer.
他在那边走，在这个地方。
But then he pointed his head.
我仍旧是世界上最大的不信者。
I am also the greatest non-believer.
不要活在头脑知识里面。
So do not dwell within your brain, your intellect, knowledge.
要活在灵和实际的里面。
But dwell within the spirit and the reality.
这句话给我很大的帮助。
And I was greatly helped by this.
我有主同在。
I have the Lord abiding with me.
有这个怀疑在里面。
Sometimes I doubt if he is with me.
我心里恶习还在里面。
And this unbelief, evil and unbelieving heart is within me.
我们的天然生命永远是这样。
And I will tell you, your natural life will always be this way.
主在里面。
But the Lord is within you.
哦，主耶稣没有责备他们。
And the Lord did not rebuke them.
主说不要再怀疑啊。
And the Lord said, doubt no longer.
看看我的手，我的脚。
And he said, look at my hands and my feet.
主把他的手和脚给他们看。
And he showed it.
因为主给他们看这个手和脚上有钉痕啊。
Because there are nail prints here.
我想在荣耀里面他们有钉痕啊，主耶稣荣耀的身体啊，那不得了啊。
And I think perhaps in glory, in his glorified body, he has nail prints.
那么那天主给他们看手和脚。
But that day he showed them his hands and feet.
是用十架舍命的爱解决问题啊。
And only the forgiving love of the cross can solve any problem.
我们多少次我们失败软弱。
So many times we fail and we are weak.
主没有成我失败的时候责备我，我很少遇见的。
And the Lord did not rebuke me in my failure.
我正软弱的时候就骂我，就很少遇见，就不骂人的。
And he did not rebuke me in my weakness.
耶稣十架的爱。
It is the love of the cross.
他的大爱。
His great love.
他为我舍命的爱。
And the dying love.
那么实在谢谢的。
It appeared to me so.
Oh, 他的爱在我的里面。
And his love is within me.
我的心融化了。
And my heart was melted.
我的疑惑消失了。
And my will.
我的惧怕消失了。
And our doubts are weakened.
我和主中间没有间隔。
And we have no.There's nothing between us and the Lord.
那一天嘛，这个门徒不来嘛，这个多疑的多马呀。
And that day Thomas came.
我只为他特别再显现一次。
All the disciples were but Thomas, so the Lord appeared again for him.
多马。
For his sake, for Thomas.
摸摸我的手。
Thomas, touch my hand.
用手探我的肋旁。
Touch the wound in my side.
多马敢不敢去摸啊？
Did Thomas dare to touch him?
有没有摸啊？
Did he?
都妈妈趴在地上说：“我的主，我的神啊！”
No, he did not. He fell to the ground, saying, "My Lord, my God."
主的爱叫我流泪啊！
And the love of the Lord will cause us to weep.
多玛回来了。
Thomas returned.
多玛是第一个到印度去传道的。
Thomas was the first missionary to India.
很了不起的人。
And he was a very great man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
耶稣基督复活基督的工作。
It is the work of the resurrected Christ.
成全了神的家。
And he is perfecting
那一个忍耐啊，
and that person,
那样的一个慈爱啊，
such a great love,
忍耐了我五十八年了，我信主十八岁就信主了。
He has been patient with me for 58 years. I became a Christian at 18.
你这什么人就心里都刚硬吗？
Because we are still hard, we still have hardened hearts.
人心里一下要背叛，就是。
And when we still have rebellious hearts.
一想到主的爱。
But when we think of the love of the Lord,
整个心融化了。
Our hearts are melted.
我们跪下来。
And so we kneel down.
我们降服了。
And we surrender.
主，你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
看我的本相。
And I come just as I am.
我就是这样。
This is how I am.
你这么多年忍耐我呀。
You have been patient with me.
你没有把我丢掉了。
But you have not cast me off.
一直把我寻回来。
And you have continually sought me.
这是我们的复活救主。
This is our resurrected Savior.
他不丢掉一个跟随他的人。
He will not forsake any that follows him.
我会对一个人失望，主不失望。
And I will lose hope in a person, but the Lord will not.
有一天我们聚会嘛，一个弟兄起来嘛，讲不幸的话，讲。那个乱七八糟的话。
And once during a meeting, a brother stood up and said some very horrible things.
我听他讲这样的话，我心里很难过。
And I felt very badly when he said these.
另外一个弟兄那么站起来呀。
And then there was another brother who
大声责备他。
Who stood up and loudly.
你敢讲？
He said, "How dare you say that?"
你再敢讲？
How dare you?
那么好了，一个人刚硬了嘛，你这个话他不怕你。
But when a person is that bold, he's not afraid of you either.
你要我敢讲，我再讲给你听。
He said, "I dare. I'll do it again."
我说弟兄你哪还有这个样子把弟兄们给挽回的呀？
And I told the other second brother, how you cannot restore a brother in this manner.
弟兄你也是要侍奉主了呀。
And I said, you cannot, how can you serve the Lord?
你要免各自查办了这是要。
And you need to review your credentials.
我对我弟兄说，对他流泪呀。
And I said, no, you must weep to him.
对他流泪呀。
You must weep with him.
什么话也没有说。
You don't have to say
我们里面充满主的爱
because the love of the Lord,
主的爱会出来啊
and it will over, it will
耶稣基督的复活救主啊
Jesus is a resurrected Savior.
我的弟兄他心软下来了
and so my brother his heart was
我们不能叫他软下来
we cannot cause his heart to
我们不能叫他顺服
we cannot cause him to
到底我侍奉的主是不是我的主啊 是我复活救主啊。
Is he the resurrected Savior?
那么耶稣基督的忍耐慈爱啊。
And it is the patience and the compassion.
他不会把我的弟兄带回来了。
He will bring my brother back.
说的话真可怕呢。
And he said some very terrible things.
今天这个样子嘛，真是不对了啊。
And this is really terrible.
就骂他有什么用啊？
But what good does it do to repent?
哪一次我被人骂骂好的啊？
And when did I ever get better because someone rebuked me?
我有这一个弟兄嘛，真是被这个一个领导的人那个绊倒了，不是啊。
And once I had a conflict with a leader.
我去找他。
And so I went to see him.
他心里充满的不得主，充满那个弟兄。
There was someone else, and this brother, his heart was not full of Jesus, but full of the
brother
he was.
他还讲到了。
And he said, "Oh, he can still."
他教会里面站了高位的。
And he's still in his high position.
这么个凶法啊！
He is so mean.
我去找他了。
And when I went to see him,
我知道现在跟他讲什么。
And I was thinking what to say to him.
我弟兄。
And I said, "Brother."
我也是传道人。
I said, "I am also a minister."
我跟你讲一句话。
Let me tell you something.
我永远没有我所讲的主好。
I will never be as good as the Lord I speak.
我不好讲那个弟兄。
And I did not want to speak of the other brother that he was mad at, but I pointed to myself.
弟兄不要看我。
And I referred to myself, saying, "Do not look at me."
我讲的主和我不一样。
Because the Savior whom I preach is different than
I. 我讲的主你还要相信的呢。
You must still believe in the Lord whom I preach.
今天我是给你讲主啊，不是讲我啊。
Today I am preaching the Lord, not myself.
不要被我绊倒了，好不好？
And so do not be stumbled because of me.
到了最后啊。我的弟兄，我们祷告好不好？
And finally, I said, "Brother, let us pray together."
我不会祷告。
And he said, "I can't pray."
那么你不会祷告干什么？你还不会祷告的。
And I said, "What are you doing then?"
那我不会祷告嘛，就不会祷告了。
I said, "Okay, fine, then don't pray."
会叫主吗？
But can you say, "Lord"?
我有好久没叫主了。
He said, "I haven't said Lord in a long time."
气起来不是要骂他，是不是要？
And you really want to rebuke him when?
主怎么带我的？
And I said, "Well, I showed him how the Lord led me."
那一天
我
把我弟兄带回来了。
And that day, the Lord led this brother back.
你不叫我叫。
And I said, "Okay, if you can't call the Lord, I will."
跪下来了。
And so I knelt down.
我说主啊。
And I said, "Lord."
我对他没有办法了，我。
I can't help this brother.
我最后说主啊。
And I said, "Lord."
主啊。
Lord.
过会儿我发现他也跪下来了。
And a little while later, I discovered he was also.
跪下来，我也不理他。我说主啊。
And I said, "Lord."
这个主把我。主正是在我里面。这个麦克风不听话。主出来了。
And the Lord came out.
主的爱出来了。
And his love came out.
我的弟兄也叫跟着我叫主啊。
And my brother also called upon the Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
很好吗？
It was very good.
过了我说你怎么说不会祷告呢？
And then I said, "Wait, how come you said you can't pray?"
祷告的这么好还是不会祷告？
You prayed very well.
我这个算祷告吗？
And he said, "That was a prayer."
最好的祷告。
I said, "That is
the
best prayer."
来来，我们叫主。
Let us just call out the Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
他流泪了。
And he wept.
他认罪了。
And he confessed his sin.
到了最后，主把他充满了。
And then the Lord filled him.
圣灵降临了。
And the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵就降在他的身上。
And came upon him.
他的心被主的爱真是融化了。
And his heart was melted by the love of God.
祷告完了，他站起来说：“师弟，我没有脸见你。”
And he, as he stood up, he said, "Brother Z, I can't face you."
祷告的这么好，还没有脸见我呢。
And I said, "You prayed so well. How come you can't face me?"
我祷告算数吗？
He said, "What does my prayer count?"
最好的祷告。
This is the best prayer.
遇见主就最好的祷告。
This best prayer is to meet the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督就是这样的救主。
This is the Savior that Jesus Christ is.
寻找多少人回来啊
？He seeks me.
我一生当中多少次找把我找回来。
And he has brought me back countless times.
我想我这一天嘛，小小的流浪啊，流浪了好两次了。
And perhaps I strayed just very slightly in these days.
一下嘛，离开主了。
I suddenly discovered I strayed from the Lord.
看个报纸嘛，叫美国打 Iraq.
I was reading the paper and America was at a war with Iraq.
不对。
Wait, no.
美国不对。
No, they can't do this.
那么我家里的不两方意见。
And we have two differing opinions in our family.
一半人说美国不对。
And one side says America.
一半人说伊朗该打。
And another said Iraq needs to be attacked.
我是侍奉主的人啊。
But I am one who serves the Lord.
我听他们讲嘛，我心里在想，那真的不对嘛。
And in my heart, I think this is not right.
我的心流荡出去了。
And then as I thought that, I felt my heart was straying from the Lord. And the Lord was within my heart. He said, is that really your business?
You know?
Is the Lord with you now? That's what you need to pay attention to. And I said, Jesus,
我回来了,
I am back.
耶稣基督在里面显现,
and Jesus appeared.
他的荣耀,
His glory.
他的圣灵,
His Spirit.
这种荣耀的耶稣基督的灵,
it is the Spirit of the glorified Jesus.
时刻会充满我们的心,
and it will fill within our hearts.
就到我们回来了,
and He will seek us.
信心的交通的时代,
and this is a generation of faith and fellowship.
主耶稣说句太奇怪的话,
and the Lord said something very odd.
你们有什么吃的没有?
Then He says, what? Have you anything to eat?
复活的时候还需要吃吗?
Does the resurrected Lord need to eat?
复活的时候会饿吗?
Does he get hungry?
不会,
no.
绝对不会.
No, he doesn't.
耶稣基督要吃也不是像他们门徒们要啊。
And Jesus Christ, even if he wants to eat, he doesn't have to ask them.
弟兄姊妹们你知不知道?
But do you know, brothers and sisters?
主耶稣管理万有。
Jesus, he governs all, he reigns over all.
主耶稣又说去。 主耶稣没有缺少,
he has no lack.
但主有个需要,
but he does have a need.
这个需要只有我们能满足的,
and it is a need that only we can satisfy.
就需要我们的,
he needs us.
你们有吃没有?
Do you have anything to eat?
那么这些门徒们都打鱼的人,
these were all fishermen.
不止一条船,
and they had not only one boat.
他们该有好多鱼啊,
they should have had many fish.
那主说你们有吃的没有?
When Jesus said, do you have anything to eat?
他们拿出来多少啊?
How much did they bring forth?
一片烧鱼啊,
one broiled fish. It was very pitiful.
那天就他们所有的了,
that was all they had.
那么我们讲奉献啊, 奉献啊,
and when we speak of offering again and again,
奉献什么呀?
What can you offer?
我奉献我的一生年日啊,
I offer my whole life.
我奉献我所有的财产, 我的确看就有两几个财主, 就复兴的时候把所有财产都奉献了。
I offer my whole estate, and I've seen this happen before.
那个上海大复兴啊,
that was in the great revival of Shanghai.
啊, 看那个财主抱他的产业嘛, 统统奉献了啊。
People who came with all that they had,
房子啊, 车子啊, 金条啊, 都奉献了。
Gold bars, houses and cars, they brought them all to be offered.
我听的时候,
and when I heard this,
主了不起,
I thought God is great.
你讲话, 你也有点了不起,
and you are great also.
我奉献多少?
And I have offered all this.
你奉献多少?
How much have you offered?
有的国王的命也奉献了。
And some even give up their lives.
在2000年教会历史，奉献是大事啊。
And in the 2000 years of church history, offering is a great matter.
惊天动地啊。
And it is something that will shake the heavens and earth.
统统加起来在主面前一片烧鱼。
But all this put together, it is but a piece of broiled fish before the Lord.
一片烧鱼。
It is just a piece of broiled fish.
但是一片烧鱼,
it's just a piece of fish.
我若饿了, 我就说, 你有吃那边, 你可不可以烧鱼吗? 我觉得, 你也吃, 太这个是, 父亲我吃饭, 请我吃片烧鱼,
if I come to your house and I say I'm hungry and you just give me a piece of broiled fish,
在我身上我就不去了,
if you just give it to me, if you, that's all you give me, then I'm not going back to San Jose.
哦耶稣基督的伟大,
but Jesus was very awesome.
他接过来,
he took this fish,
当他的面吃了,
and ate it before them.
好啊,
was that good?
主告诉他们,
and the Lord said, I accept it.
我宝贵,
I treasure this.
满足我的需要,
because this meets my need.
主亲手接受那片烧鱼,
and so he took it with his own hand.
在他们面前吃下去,
and he ate it before them.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们什么都要活上了,
we will give all.
我们能给主什么呀?
But it is still not.
所有都给主, 主, 我不给你一片烧鱼,
if I give my all to the Lord, it is but a piece of broiled fish.
谢谢, 你竟然接受了,
and you have received it.
当着我吃下去了,
and you have eaten it before me.
这位就说, 你要不要?
Do you want the Savior?
嗯, 你宝不宝贝主?
Do you treasure the Lord?
耶稣基督成全神的家,
Jesus Christ, he is perfected.
开启了悟性明白圣经的时代,
and he is opening their understanding so that they understand the Bible.
这本圣经不能懂这个天书,
the Bible is a heavenly book that we cannot comprehend.
你说你我懂,
and perhaps you say, I do understand.
你讲这个话吗? 听一听就是不懂,
and if you say that, then you don't understand.
你懂圣经,
it. You understand the Bible?
有一次我碰到一个神学院院长,
once I met the dean of a seminary.
他当然懂圣经,
and yes, of course, he did understand the Bible.
他太懂圣经。
He understood it very well.
几十年读圣经。
And he has read the Bible for.
我这个话并不是要藐视神学院跟神学院长哈，一点没这个意思哈。
I am not at all mocking him.
我是我遇见那一个。
I am speaking of this one that I.
那么听他讲圣经，我真的就不懂圣经了。
But then when I heard him.
当然那天我没有讲话了。
Speaking of the Bible, he didn't really comprehend it.
我若讲话的什么，我不懂圣经。
And he said, I do not understand the Bible.
我神学院长不懂圣经，谁懂圣经啊？
If I, the dean of a seminary, if I do not understand the Bible,
你不认识主，怎么认识圣经？
But if you do not know the Lord, how can you know the Bible?
这是不懂圣经啊。
That you truly will not know.
他都给我讲很多道理。
Perhaps he can speak many doctrines.
没有主啊。
But if the Lord is not there,
这本书啊
this book,
有的书开他们的悟性
the Lord will open your
他们明白圣经，叫他们明白圣经
so that they understood the Bible.
那么门徒们开了悟性了，明白圣经了
and so the disciples had their understanding open.
就是我若找他说那么几节圣经怎么讲，你讲给我听听
and then if I ask them, okay, these few verses, can you say that to me?
我讲不出来
but then they won't be able to
那么这节圣讲不出来，你怎么懂圣经啊？
If you can't explain it, then how can you say you understand the Bible?
不是解释圣经，是明白圣经，知道吧？
I am not saying you have to explain the Bible. I'm saying you must understand it.
他实在是个明白圣经的人。
And yes, they were truly ones now who comprehended.
不一定能够解释每一节圣经啊。
They could not explain each verse.
圣经是一本耶稣基督的中心的书。
Because Jesus Christ is the center of this book.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督开他们的悟性。
And Jesus Christ opened their understanding.
他们几百年到今天了哈。
And in these hundred centuries until now,
我们接受多少神的仆人的帮助吗？
We have gained so much help from the servants of the Lord.
到今天我读他们的书吗？还是一样的帮助吗？
Even today, when I read these great books, I am still helped.
我刚刚信主。
When I first became a Christian,
读一本书。
I read this book.
是英文的。
It was in English.
很宝贵啊
and I, it was a very
过了五十年我仍旧再读那本书
after 50 years I still read the same book
那么若是老人说你这五十年前读的现在还读的不出息是不是啊
and perhaps he'll say you're not very bright are you you're still reading the same book for 50 years
这是先知的话
but these are the words of the prophets
这么圣经我读了五十八年还在读对不对
I'm still reading the Bible after 58 years
他带我认识主啊
Because this book has helped me to know the Lord.
五十年以前，我因为得帮助嘛，就这么一点点的。
And I just gained a little bit of help.
现在我再读这本书，我帮助多了。
And I've gained much help now.
啊，我更多知道我的弟兄为什么这样讲。
And I understand more why my brothers put it this way.
真是感谢主啊！
And I thank the Lord.
这么多的人，主开他们心窍了。
There are so many people, and the Lord opened their understanding.
明白圣经啊！
So that they could understand the Bible.
下面主又开启他们。
And then again, the Lord opened.
开启这个福音传到万邦。的时代了
The generation where the gospel is preached to the nation.
要把福音传到万邦。
You must preach the gospel to the nation.
讲那句话的时候，福音只在耶路撒冷。
And as they were saying that the gospel was in Jerusalem.
这个路加转解释这句话嘛，胆子太大了
哈。And Luke was very bold to explain these.
今天我们站在主来之前的幕后时代了。
Today we are at the end of time.
这句话应验了。
And this word has
already
been fulfilled. 感谢主，
福音真的传到万邦了。
The gospel has truly been preached among the nations.
我们的主是复活的主啊。
And our Lord is a resurrected Lord.
我跑的地方多。
I've been to many places.
看见黑的弟兄、白的弟兄、黄的弟兄们呢。
And I have seen brothers from all races.
一样不一样？
And are they the same?
但是我到处跑的时候。
But as I go to each place.
有一次我在一个地方住了两个月
I once stayed in one place for 2 months
都是白人只有一个黄人中国人
And it was all Caucasians I was the only Asian there
他们忘记我中国人
They forgot that I was Asian
啊，跟我在一起讲主啊祷告啊这都是好的
Because we had such a good time just speaking of the Lord and praying together
那是个被圣灵充满的教会
And it was a church that was full of the Spirit
就是圣灵充满的时候也有几个白弟兄啊黑弟兄啊都不见了颜色
And there may be blacks or whites, but you cannot see any color.
哈利路亚，赞美主啊！
We all say hallelujah.
所有的下面都没有了。
Because there is no distinction among us.
有点嘛，一个弟兄过来问我。
And one day, a brother finally suddenly asked me.
弟兄啊。
Brother.
我是黑颜色的。
I am black.
在教会里面，黑颜色的怎么样呢？
In the church, what is there any special anything referring to these?
在这个国家里面，我有点自卑的。
Because in this country, I feel somewhat.
我继续，不要给我讲这话。
And I said, no, don't say this to me.
你现在不在世界上。
Because you're not of the world.
你现在教会里啊。
You're in the church.
是吧？在教会里，我也有点自卑的。
And he said, well, I still have a little bit of.
弟兄。
I feel a little bit.
我不回答你的问题。
Lower than others.
你身上有个大名字，耶稣基督啊，什么黑的人、白的人的。
And I said, no, I'm not going to answer this question. You have the great name of Jesus.
我们来祷告。
It's not black or white. Let us pray.
主充满我们。
And may the Lord fill us.
哦，他们是个圣灵充满的聚会啊。
And it was that meeting was
full of the Holy Spirit. 我弟兄啊，怎么想到你的眼色呢？
And I said, brother, how can you consider your own color?
那么你也提醒我了，我是黄颜色。
And you reminded me that I'm yellow.
我的黑颜色还有好几个的，黄颜色只有我一个。
And there are many black brethren here, but I am the only Asian.
你真是给我很不好的一个提醒啊。
And now you've given me this painful reminder.
啊，他们流传一句话。
And so they had a saying among them.
他说 ，Brother Newman 没有私家的病。
And they said, Brother Newman, he never gets homesick.
我听了，我开头不理。
And I just ignored them.
他们越传越多了嘛啊。
But as I heard this over and over again.
我回答了。
I answered them.
我在讲台上回答。
I responded when I was preaching.
所有的人，哪个人没有私家病？
Who in the world does not get homesick?
谁说我没有私家病？
Who said I was not homesick?
我在你们中间了。
I am among you.
你们的主太好了。
Your Lord is very good.
你们给我主啊。
And you have given the Lord.
我跟你们在一起祷告的时候嘛，根本没有私家病了。
And of course, when I pray with you, I have no homesick.
天下哪有人不私家的？
But who does not think of their home?
我太想回去了。
I want to go home.
我睡我的床
I want to sleep on my
我用我的东西
I want to use my own
我吃的饭没有你们给我吃的好
And, perhaps the food I eat is
我告诉你回家比什么都好
But the best thing is just to go home
是我没有私家病啊
So you cannot say I'm not homesick
今天我告诉你们我有私家病了
So let me tell you I'm homesick
我要走了
And I want to go home
他们两个领袖告诉我死定了不该讲这个话的
And other leaders said brother,
我们要留着你啊怎么你要走了
We want you to stay longer Don't leave
我本来就没有问题你们自己说我有私家病了
And I said well I had no problem It was you who brought it up
被圣灵充满了
But be filled with the
Spirit. 什么都忘记了。
And you will forget all.
福音传到万邦啊。
The gospel we preach to all nations.
中国基督徒的了不起啊，最多的一个国家。
And there are more Christians in China than any other nation.
一亿基督徒，他们左右没人统计详细啊。
There's one gazillion.
啊 ，hundred million.
$100 million.
一亿的基督徒，你不要把它减少了啊。一亿的基督徒。
$100 million.
中国有14亿人啊。
And there's 2 gazillion people.
这个太麻烦的数字了啊！13亿的人没有得救啊
！And a lot of them aren't saved.
全世界没有信主的太多了。
And there are so many people in the world.
福音传给万邦啊！
But the gospel we preach to the nation.
现在下面都开启这种圣灵能力的时代了。
And so this is a generation we should gain the power of.
要在耶城里等候。
And so you should wait in.
我要把父所应许的降在你们身上。
And I will give to you the spirit which the Father has promised.
你们要从这种上头来的能力。
And you will gain the power from on high.
这句话叫 power from on high， 上面来的能力啊。
It is the power from on high.
那么他们就等候啊。
And so they waited.
不久五旬节到了。
And so the Pentecost came.
圣灵大降临了。
And the Holy Spirit came.
哦，整个教会被圣灵充满了。
And the whole church was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们一下嘛都改变了嘛。
And they were all changed.
个个人那么荣耀了嘛。
And they were all glorified.
他们走的路嘛，没有一个力量可以抵挡。
And their path could not be obstructed by any
power. 复活基督。
It is the risen Christ.
成全神的家。
He is perfecting the house.
今天他正在与我们同行。
And today he is walking with us.
他要做这个工。
He is doing this work.
叫我们从外边转到里面。
He will cause us to turn from outward things.
叫我们从肉身转到启示。
From the fleshly to the revelation.
叫我们从律法转到生命。
From the legal to the life.
叫我们从字句转到圣灵。
From the letter to the spirit.
说正与我们同行。
And the Lord is walking with us.
要与我们说话。
And he will speak
要住工在我们里面
and he will work within us.
叫我们所有的败坏都消失
so that all our depravity will be gone.
在我们里面点起火来了
and he will ignite that flame within us.
我们的主是复活的基督
our Christ is the risen Christ.
我们大家说哈利路亚
let's all say hallelujah.
我们再唱首诗歌
let us sing
与我同住360
let us sing hymn 362 again abide with me. Thank you. Thank you.